Good morning, everyone. This morning we arrive at the fifth parak of the Megillah. Yesterday we learned in the fourth parak of the Megillah about the conversation between Mordechai and Esther, about whether or not she should go right now to speak to the king, should she wait a little bit, and of course we know that Esther decides that it's time now to go speak to the king. They have the Lech Kenos Eskol HaYehudim, they gather all of the Jews together. Ever Lichtenstein used to point out that the Jews in the beginning of the Megillah are ish v'ish, they're individual, and now they're kenos as kol ha-yehudim. They are combined, they are one, they are assembling together. And now, in the fifth paragraph of the Megillah, Esther decides to go speak to the king. What happens with this parak is strange at first. We know that the 3 days, the end of the third day, Vahiba Yom HaShlishi, the third day, what is this third day? Well, it's the third day of the end of a three-day fast. According to Rashi, this is the reason we fast on Tanis Esther. Although according to most opinions, it's not why we fast, because this is the month of Nisan. Right now, the entire rest of the story will take a number of months. This is the month of Nisan. That year in Shushan, there was no Pesach Seder, because Esther, everybody fasted, and now at the end of the third day, she goes to speak to the king. And she dresses up in Malchus. The word Melech and Malchus comes up a number of times in the first few psukim. She is dressed in this royal garments. And the question, why do we need to know what she is dressed in? Because the Gemara tells us that it wasn't Vatelbash Esther Big Day Malchus. She wasn't wearing the clothes of royalty. Rather, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. That when she went to speak to the king, along with her came Malchus, Shechina, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all along the way in the Megillah, at every step of our human initiative, at every moment in which we were pushing things forward, there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu right beside us. Vatilbash Esther Malchus. She wore royalty because she was assisted by this Shechina. But it's also meant to contrast Esther and Mordechai. Where's Mordechai? Mordechai is in sak ve'efer. He is in the sackcloth. He's mourning. He's crying. He's doing Tehillim rallies. He is gathering the Jews. He's doing tshuva movements. They're all doing mitzvah campaigns and davening to Hashem. And where's Esther? Esther is in the palace. She's dressed in these, Persian royal clothes. And she's active in that role. Not because one is less better than the other, but because the Megillah shares with us these two models. These two models exist throughout the entire Megillah. And in the last parak it was, should we wait or should we go now and speak to the king? And now it's, let's have the two models. We'll have the davening and the learning and the Torah. And we'll also have the active, the advocacy, the political movements, the inside the chambers. They're both important. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sends out people to fight battle, he keeps soldiers back to learn Torah at the same time. You need both of these elements. Mordechai and Sak Ve'efer doing his role on the outside, Esther doing her role on the inside. And to conclude this parak, although there's so much to talk about, let's look at the two parties. So what does Esther do? Esther goes in to the king. She's dressed in royalty. She's associated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's doing what she can do on the inside of the palace. And she says she could be killed. Don't forget, if she goes and she wasn't asked by the king to come, she's going to get killed. And the king gets all nervous. And the king says, what do you want? And she says, I want to have a party. But let's contrast something for a minute. In the first parak of the Megillah, Vashti breaks protocol by not coming to a party. And more than that, the rabbis tell us that Ahasuerus wanted her to come without clothes. And now Esther also breaks protocol and also breaks the rules by initiating this conversation, by coming into the office and in fully clothed in the royal garments. And now she puts into plan her action. She says to Ahasuerus, let's have a party. And Ahasuerus is very nervous. And the Gemara gives a number of reasons why she doesn't just say, Haman's trying to kill us, save the Jews. But she waits. She already plants into his mind this strange idea when she says, let's have a party. And also, I want you to bring Haman. And that will lead us into the next parak when, of course, it makes sense that Ahasuerus now has a restless night of sleep. But to recap, Esther is on her path. She's putting her plan to action. She is associated and she's coming along with the Shechina. She's doing her part on the inside and she is deciding how to create this master plan to eventually save the Jewish people. Have a wonderful day.